What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Some people have argued that today's dilemma is not really one at all. Cassie writes, I am a 45-year-old woman with two grown children and have found myself discovering love and romance again. I have to make a choice between two loves. I want to make a dignified choice, she writes. The first man supports all my life choices and even helps me out financially, where the other man just makes my life tolerable. It's easier to be with the first man as the second man doesn't really prioritise me in his life and he has a lot of baggage. Now I make a choice to be with the man number one, right? That's what she's saying. Oh, but then she writes, there's a catch. He's married and this is not okay with me, writes Cassie. I guess it's back to the drawing board. I'm just going to enjoy my happy me time and take my dog for walks, she writes. I guess there's no hurry. I have a problem saying no and I need to put myself first, I guess, she says. What is your spin on the matter? Two men? Choose one? Or take a third option? Neither. Well, what do you think Cassie should do? How did you handle your romantic choices? Be honest now. Joining me to help Cassie sift through this incredible jungle of emotion are social scientist Lauren Rosewarne and writer and comedian Ben Pobgy. Lauren, matters of the heart are often never truly black or white, as you know.
As I know. Yeah, look, this is something I wrote about after some dabbling of my own in this area.
I think we can be more specific than that.
Can we?
Oh, I'd like you to be.
I wrote a book called Cheating on the Sisterhood about 10 years ago that reflected on some of my experiences in this area. So I feel that that's specific enough, isn't it, Michael?
Oh, I'd like to go a little further and just
say... I know you would.
Yeah, yeah. Do you mind if I do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So what Lauren's saying is that you, in fact, were the other woman where, in fact, you were the sisterhood you were referring to was the woman who was married to the person you were in love with.
And generally this idea of whether there are loyalties amongst women in terms of should I have automatically felt a sort of vaginal link to other women based on, you know, shared anatomy.
There's a term I've never heard before.
I just made it up, but I feel it feels gold.
Yeah. No, it's certainly hit gold for me. I'm going to come back to you. Ben, do you have any experience of the kind of confusion and doubt that Cassie's going through?
I am a married man who is desired by many, but I haven't been in her exact position.
Right.
I certainly know others who have.
But before you were married, I mean, you've been married, what, 20 years now?
20 years,
okay.
Nearly.
There must have been a time when you were dating when perhaps you had the choice between two people that perhaps you had feelings for?
Well, I never had that much choice. It was
Your wife feels really good right now.
Is she listening? Yeah.
No, she never listens to me.
Going even better now, Ben.
I think the thing is, before I was...
Perhaps we should talk about that.
Before I met my wife-to-be, I was not really worried about forming long-term relationships. And that's, I think, what Cassie sounds like she's searching for.
That's right.
A life partner. Not just a fling. I mean, she's having a fling with a married man. If she was fine with just that, she wouldn't have a dilemma, would she?
But is she having the fling?
Well,
and this is the
fling is at least on the table.
It's on the table, but she says she's not okay with his marital status.
Yes.
For some reason, he's buying her things, which brings to mind the no such thing as a free lunch aspect.
You say that, and it's something I left out of the Facebook post on this, which I think might have been essential information some people might be saying now, but she says he financially supports her. That doesn't necessarily mean he's buying things. It could be she's having some trouble meeting bills, for all we know.
It could
be. Is that not giving her money for stuff?
Yes, it is. But
in one sense,
it's not diamonds.
It's not in a sense of him.
No.
But it's an in-kind contribution.
It's certainly both emotional and financial involvement in someone's life.
Can we consider the possibility that he is married to her and that's what she's not okay with?
No.
No, okay.
No, because that's so meta. We just can't go there. It'd just ruin everything. So what I'm trying to ask, and look, Ben, you make a good point. You were young when you had those choices, if you had them at all. And she's 45 and she's rekindling this whole surge of stuff. So, Lauren, can I ask you? She says, I've got three choices. One man who's married, and really that's not a choice at all.
It's not a choice unless he's going to be free sometime soon.
Do you think there's a chance of that?
Well, statistically, no. So
she clearly doesn't, is the thing.
Yes,
she says that's not okay. She obviously doesn't think he's going to leave her.
And I don't think she'd be writing in if that was actually imminent.
That's true. That's true. The other choice, between men at least, was someone who she actually doesn't sound that fussed on.
There was nothing at all redeemable about man number two. And I was wondering, is she actually married to man number two? Because otherwise, why would you possibly be staying with this guy?
Yeah.
You've done absolutely nothing that indicates that he's in any way redeemable.
Well, Cassie does write in her email to us that she has had children from a previous relationship who are now grown up and sort of left the nest, and she's now facing financial romantic choices. So I took from that that she is single, that she's not with both men.
But why are you at all considering this man? Where does she live that there are only two men in the town?
Well, the other option was we don't even know where she lives, and I think that's important for her privacy.
She lives in some sort of compound.
Two men.
Where maybe experiments it's the being same underdone.
Man, but, like that film. Anyway.
Yeah, but, you don't. See, you're going with Ben's route now and making it all meta.
Well,
I think
she has to have already been some kind of relationship with this dullard.
Yes.
Because otherwise, the only reason she can be considering him is because it's easier just to stay with him.
I agree.
That's a fair point, because clearly she's had some insights into his life to be able to draw conclusions like he's got some baggage and there's some things he doesn't do very well.
He's
no longer chasing her. He doesn't chase her.
Which means maybe one time he did.
Yeah.
Yes,
look,
maybe.
He's Greg Kinnear in We've Got Mail.
Right.
The allergies?
Yeah, probably.
And Tom Hanks is married.
To
take that analogy
further.
There's
the exciting choice, and then there's the convenient choice, which is just to proceed along the path you're already on.
Well, Cass has also mentioned, I think this is important to raise, that she has trouble saying no. So do you think she's politely got herself in a predicament where perhaps, even though she's telling us she doesn't like the second bloke that much, he might have a different idea?
The infidelity of manners.
Because she's too polite to tell him the truth.
Did she also have trouble saying no to the other guy paying her lifestyle expenses?
We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. I'd like some more information.
Can I buy you a house? She was like, I wish I could say no.
But okay.
So look, the Facebook response has been enormous, ranging from, why is this even a dilemma? Just move on.
Particularly given that she actually says, I'm going to enjoy my me time now.
Yeah.
It felt like that she had made a decision, and then she wanted our views to make make things more complicated.
That's right.
Sometimes I would encourage her to enjoy her me time. I think she's 45. Her children are grown up. It sounds like she's
only 45.
Yeah, she's only 45. But for many years, clearly, she's played the role of wife and mother. Well, mother at least, probably wife. She says she's ready to find romance again. But why not make yourself ready to have a fun single life? Act like a 20-something
again. And presumably, as long as you're not in that compound, there are more men in town.
Yeah, play the field.
Why is there only this false dichotomy of two choices?
Find out what else is there.
That's a very good point.
Because I bet there are men out there who are both unmarried and interesting.
You think?
Let's not go that far about men and interesting.
I mean, I am married, so in my life the evidence is against that. But I'm sure there are some out there.
I like the way you put a wager on that. I bet. I don't know anyone.
I bet,
says Ben.
Cassie.
I've heard that there exists interesting men out there.
A vicious rumour that other people.
Cassie, if you can find a third man who is neither married nor awful, I'll give you $10.
Wow, there's a really big incentive there from Ben Bobji. Lauren,
she's on the fence. $10 could be the difference either way.
It could be.
Look, I think at the moment, though, one thing we're overlooking, if she actually really is in love with married guy, telling her to look for other options is actually going to be in one ear and out the other. She's not going to be – she can't find someone else when you're totally – obsessed in love with one guy. So I can imagine that that's actually something she needs to work on in disentangling herself from that situation.
Along
as
with
well.
The finances.
Yeah. Well,
and the fact that she also thinks morally that's a no-go area.
Do you think the answer that she's really looking for is pressure the married guy to leave his wife?
He won't, though, according to the data.
He probably won't.
Mm.
No.
So that's a doomed failure.
Maybe she should tell
him
that. Look, you're not going to do this because according to the data, you won't.
Just make sure that he's paid your current set of bills first. You may as well get something out of this nightmare.
Well, just tell him it's your wife or me.
Some mercenary advice, but perhaps, Sage, I'll leave that up to you,
perhaps.
Cassie.
Very sage.
From our guest today, social scientist Lauren Rosewarne and writer and comedian Ben Pobgy. Thank you both very much
indeed.
Thank you.
And if you have any modern dilemmas you would like to take a chance at with us, you know what can happen. You've just heard it. We'd like to hear from you. You can write to us, lifematters@abc.net.au.